Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're getting close to the holidays, and we're going to be chatting today about holiday plants in the house with some tips and tricks from our horticulture specialists at Iowa State University. Specifically, we're going to start by talking about Christmas trees. Christmas trees are a holiday tradition that began in Germany in the 17th century. Today, many Americans decorate their home with an artificial, live, or cut tree for the holiday season. For those who prefer a fresh-cut Christmas tree, we have a few simple guidelines to help you ensure an enjoyable and safe holiday season. If you already have a Christmas tree in your home, caring for it requires just a few simple steps. You do want to make sure that that Christmas tree is in a good place in your home. Be sure to choose a location away from heat sources such as a fireplace or radiator. Once you get the tree home, setting it up is as simple as removing an inch or more from the bottom before bringing it into the home to facilitate water uptake and placing it in a tree stand and making sure it is nice and level and then getting water on the tree as quickly as possible. You want to continue watering the tree for the entire time it is in the home. You need to make sure it always has adequate water in the tree stand, and that is the single most important factor in caring for a cut Christmas tree. The reservoir should never go dry, as if the water drops below the bottom of the trunk, water uptake will be drastically reduced once it gets water again. Use a tree stand with a large reservoir and check water levels at least once or twice a day, as fresh trees will absorb large quantities of water, especially when they are first moved into the home. When watering the tree, use only plain, clear water. The temperature of the water does not affect water uptake, but make sure you're using only water. Do not add molasses, sugar, soft drinks, aspirin, or any commercial products to the water, as they provide no real benefit. There's also no need to drill a hole in the bottom of the trunk or cut it at an angle. This just makes the tree more difficult to stabilize and does not help with water uptake. If provided proper care, a Christmas tree in the home may remain for many weeks, partly determined by the type of tree, species, freshness at the purchase time, and the placement and care in the home. But in general, a fresh, well-cared-for Christmas tree should be able to remain in the home for 3 to 4 weeks. You do want to monitor the tree and remove it from the house when needles become dry and brittle. Once the holiday season is done, there are several ways to dispose of or recycle your tree. Start by removing all lights, tinsel, and ornaments. If you place a large plastic bag under the stand before decorating, you can simply pull the bag up and carry the tree outside without dropping needles all over the house. Once outside, you can remove the stand, or you can remove it in the house if it is still full of water. One option for using the tree once you're done with it is to place it in the yard or garden for use by birds and wildlife. The branches will provide shelter from winds and cold. Food can be supplied by hanging fruit slices, seed cakes, suet bags, or strings of cranberries on the branches. You can also smear peanut butter and seeds in pine cones and hang them in the tree if you prop it up in a corner of the yard where it can be accessible to wildlife. You can also use it as mulch by pruning off branches and placing the boughs over perennials as winter mulch, then chip up the tree and use the chip material as mulch around trees, shrubs, and in perennial flower beds. You can't use the tree yourself. Check around. There may be many local public works or conservation departments that have some sort of Christmas tree disposal program, whether that is a central collection point or collecting from your home. Some hunting and fishing groups collect trees and use them to provide wildlife habitat. Something you should not do is burn your Christmas tree inside in a fireplace or wood stove. Especially once dry, evergreen branches will literally explode when burned and can easily cause a house fire. Also, burning a tree in a fireplace may contribute to a buildup of creosote and lead to a flue fire. So if you do plan to burn firewood this holiday season, make sure it is not your dry Christmas tree to keep yourself safe. We have lots more information on Christmas trees, from varieties to selection, and lots of information on other holiday plants. We encourage you to check out the Horticulture and Home Pest News website. They have an entire section on caring for holiday plants. You can click through and look at all the different pictures and click on specific sections to find those of interest to you. Topics covered include selection and care of poinsettias, selection and care of Christmas trees, alternative Christmas trees indoors, holiday cacti, flowering amaryllis, mistletoe and holly, creating a holiday wreath, caring for Norfolk Island pine as an alternative tree, growing paper whites indoors, all about cyclamen as holiday plants, growing orchids indoors, using rosemary as an alternative Christmas tree or decorative indoor item, as well as a section on legends and traditions of holiday plants and a gardener's version of the night before Christmas. All of this again in the latest edition of the Horticulture and Home Pest News, and you can find that on the Iowa State University website. Just search Horticulture and Home Pest News. If you have not already subscribed to that newsletter and are interested, there is also a section on that page where you can subscribe to receive those email updates as they come out monthly. Lots of great monthly tips there. Encourage you to check that out and learn all about tips for caring for those holiday plants as we get into this winter season. For more information on lots of topics related to home and garden, as well as upcoming events and activities around the state and in Cass County, we encourage you to visit us online. Check out the Cass County Extension website or the Iowa State University Extension website for news and events. We also encourage you to give us a call at the office here, 712-243-1132. We'd be happy to get pointed in the right direction for lots of resources that you can use. Check out our social media pages, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, or stop by the Cass County Extension office. We'd be happy to help you. 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.